You're listening to SBS News.
Health officials in India say the country is struggling to deal with a recent sudden rise in COVID-19 cases. At least one in three people in the capital New Delhi returns a positive virus result. The city's government has told the Indian government there is a shortage of beds and oxygen in hospitals. Specialist Dr. N.K. Mishra says he is increasingly concerned about the thousands of cases being recorded in the country.
I just presume that it will be in some lakhs, maybe we'll be reaching somewhere near 5 to 10 lakhs cases per day. And that will be a very bad situation because presently all the hospitals are overwhelmed. Even in our place also, our hospitals are stressed. So what will happen in the coming weeks? So I'm really afraid this time that it has gone out of control.
India is also facing a new coronavirus variant, described as a double mutant by health officials. It is under investigation by British health authorities. The variant was initially detected in the virus-ravaged state of Maharashtra. A planned trip to India by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still scheduled to go ahead, despite concerns over the new variant. But the United Kingdom's Environment Secretary, George Eustace, says so far there is insufficient evidence to say it is a serious worry.
It is something that we are watching. Then I'm told that there's no evidence at the moment that this particular variant is able to get around the vaccine, for instance, or indeed that it's necessarily more contagious than the others. But we are looking at it.
More than half of all American adults aged 18 and over have now received a coronavirus vaccine. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it marks a milestone for the country, which has had over 560,000 COVID-19 related deaths. But concerns around vaccines remain with regard to blood clots linked to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that has seen a pause in its administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci has told CNN, medical advice about vaccine risks need to be clear.
We just wanted to take a look at our experience with another vaccine, i.e. the J&J vaccine, and not take too long in making that determination.
Israel's government has lifted a public mask mandate and completely reopened the country's education system as part of its latest easing of coronavirus restrictions. All primary and secondary students have returned to school, and the year-long requirement to wear masks in public spaces has ended. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says mask wearing is not completely disappearing.
There are two things I want to emphasize. First, we are not done with the masks. This means inside buildings and classrooms, we wear masks. You can take them off outside with recommendation to wear it when people are gathering. Generally, masks inside, outside you can take them off. Second, we are not over with the coronavirus because it can come back.
Israel's vaccination rollout is also continuing rapidly, with the country aiming to reopen to vaccinated foreign tourists in May. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says he is finalising plans to relax COVID-19 restrictions for vaccinated travellers from the United States. Mr. Macron told CBS, the overarching goal is a gradual easing of virus-related rules.
We will progressively lift the restrictions at the beginning of May, which means that we will organize indeed summertime with our professionals in France for French European citizens, but as well for American citizens.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.